Film composer Ennio Morricone is 88 years old and still going strong. He recently released an album under a new record label. The album's called Morricone 60. 60 because that's how many years he's been in the business. Michelle Mercer has our review.
With just those few notes from the harmonica, Ennio Morricone can evoke the mythic West. When Morricone first started composing, he couldn't afford a full orchestra. Coming from an experimental background, he wanted to challenge boundaries anyway. So Morricone set his strong melodies to a then unconventional combination of instruments, harmonica, electric guitar, vocal effects like whistling. Those sounds help make his spaghetti Western soundtracks some of the most memorable film music around. These days, Morricone can afford an orchestra, and his latest album, Morricone 60, features a couple dozen of his most famous film themes, passionately recorded by the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. On some tracks, I miss that original instrumental color. Woodwinds are a bland substitute for whistling here on the theme from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Sergio Leone's 1966 classic. Spaghetti Westerns are a small fraction of the several hundred film scores Morricone has composed, and there's plenty of his music that comes into its own on the new recording, like Gabriel's Oboe from the 1986 film The Mission. In this scene, an 18th century missionary priest plays an oboe to charm an Indian tribe in Paraguay. Morricone has said his work is to make explicit what a plot alone cannot explain. And you hear that in this theme. The priest is playing for salvation, but also for sheer beauty. The original soundtrack had a harpsichord grounding the oboe. On this recording, its lyricism soars with the support of the orchestra. Ennio Morricone is a film composer whose music has been used in the foreground, as central to the frame as an actor's face. His soundtracks have had a rich and enduring life beyond the screen. Morricone 60 shows us that some of the composer's musical imagination is too colorful for a standard orchestra. But it also gives us some of his work in full expression, the way it was always meant to be heard.
Michelle Mercer reviewed Ennio Morricone's latest album, Morricone 60.